from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We got the deal done now.
I'll get it done.
I'm going to call him right now, and then I'll flip you his number so you can text him or call him. Hey, I know it's never easy. You wake up and you get a phone call, but I just want to tell you how excited we are. You a guy that we've been looking at for a while and targeting, and you bring exactly what we need in our lineup. So we're really, really excited to get you.
Malenstein is physical. He's hard-nosed, he's direct, he was everything that we were looking for. And I like, there are other trade potential opportunities we could have, but I like that we have a player that also can be with us longer than a year. And so it makes you feel a little better of giving a second-round pickup when you think it's an asset that you could have with you.
Beck Malenstein joined us earlier in the show. He's a big part of the next Sabres Embedded coming out next week. And you know, it was great to hear from Beck. Barnside Brewing Company, if you're heading out to British Columbia this year, by the way, in the summertime. Yeah, that's the family business. And Beck's got himself a 2-year deal, just over 1.3 per. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen has himself a 5-year deal as we roll here on Sabres Live. And I'm about to string together some words that I have never said on this show. And I might only say them once between now and February, but it's relevant because of Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
He's a lot taller than you thought he was going to be, UPL?
Nope. Been familiar with that since his days in junior.
He is a lot bigger in person than I thought he ever was going to be when I first saw him. I was like, oh my God, that guy's big.
I have little to no regard for this mid-season delay in the regular season called the Four Nations Face-Off, but I have to assume that Luukkonen might well be the backup to UC Saros for Finland. Agree? Disagree?
Yes, agree. I think that, funny enough, right? Luukkonen went to the World Juniors for Finland a couple of times. The second time around, he wasn't going to be part of the team. And then he played so well in Sudbury that they had to consider him. And he was so good at the World Juniors as well and battled through a lot of adversity injury-wise, going to Cincinnati in the ECHL, Rochester, COVID year, 3 goalies. I think this is the type of player that Finland would want on their team, even just for the, hey, look at like how hard of a nations we battle and we pick players that are, you know, through to that. And Luukkonen's definitely been showing that.
Right, but any Finnish goaltender last year who played more than 20 games, Luukkonen had the best save percentage. Yes. So this is not a token appointment. What I'm saying is, isn't this a potential large feather in his cap that he may well earn the number 2 slot on Finland behind UC Saros? The others in competition essentially are Justus Annanen, who may get a lot more time in Colorado this year because he was so good in limited duty last year. And who?
Well, I mean, Korpisalo, he's Finn, so maybe you look at him, but
like Luukkonen has soared past Korpisalo right now.
Ville-Juuso, if he was to be healthy and play in Detroit, maybe that's the guy that you look at and you say, hey, he could be a backup. But Detroit's got 4 goalies on their roster. Why? Because I think there's a big question mark on Ville-Juuso. A guy I really like is Kevin Lankinen, but he finds himself kind of on the outside, you know, like.
So isn't it amazing? Like remember my rant about 55 games ago as it pertained to the Sabres, you know, the people that weren't particularly high on Lukanen, and were already banishing him from NHL time. And I said, he's played less than 50 NHL games. Let it play out a little bit. Who, present company included, could have foreseen that he would be the number two to UC Saros at an international tournament within a year?
And if he's the number two, probably
pretty wild, isn't it?
He probably gets a game in there, like, you know, or it depends how the schedule is and depends how the first two games work out. But if Finland starts the tournament 0-2 and then in the third game they say, let's play Lukanen or whatnot, they could see that happening.
Yeah.
Getting some experience there.
I just think it's, you know, I think it's a real testament to how Lukanen has persevered. And we'll all await with great interest to see whether this 5-year deal turns out to be the best thing for both the team and the goaltender. But as we established right off the top of the show today, when you go through it team by team and term by term and dollar by dollar, he kind of just slots in where he should at this point in time. Now, in the last 20 years, we could say 25, but if you're thinking Finnish netminders, one of the best would be with our team of the day.
Yes.
Now, in fact, last year alone, he had his number retired by this team.
Yep.
The team of the day is not going to be focused on Mika Kiprusoff, but the Calgary Flames, who lost Dennis Gilbert, among many others, this offseason. And many wonder, aside from a new arena 3 years from now, just what the immediate future has in store for the Calgary Flames.
Okay. Well, the Calgary Flames are a team that it took them probably 5 months later than anticipated to say, hey, we probably are going to start rebuilding and go in a different direction. Although they still have some pieces like Jonathan Huberdeau and Nazem Kadri and some guys that have pretty big contracts, but it all looks as though Conroy, the GM of the Flames, is looking at a rebuild right now and really hit the ground running in 2027 when they have their new building and they walk in there. So that's kind of like what this
How many cups will the Oilers have between now and the Flames opening of their new building?
Well, if it was Wayne Gretzky and the 80s Oilers, I'd say 3. It is McDavid and Draisaitl and, you know, more. So I think the Oilers will be one of the favorite pretty much every year until the Flames open up their new building. But, we'll just see. I mean, it changes so quickly in the NHL. But look, the Flames, it's not like they added much either. They added Anthony Manta and Ryan Lomberg and Jake Bean or whatnot, and they lost a few pieces. And you talk about Dennis Gilbert, Dylan Dubé. It's not like they added and lost. They made a decision with Jacob Markstrom, and that to me was the first domino.
And Mangiapane,
you're right. So that was the first domino.
And all the moves they made in season last year that didn't net them significant returns.
Yeah, no, they definitely did not get significant returns when they traded Zadorov and then they traded Lindholm, and it was like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the move to trade Matthew Tkachuk a couple of years back is one that right now it started going the wrong direction. You did not get the production from Huberdeau you wanted to. You went and signed Kadri after he won the cup in Colorado. Well, he's still slotted as a third line on that team. I mean,
He's their top center.
He's their top point getter last year.
Yes.
He should be a top line center in my mind.
Well, he is.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They got probably Michael Backlund there. They got Sharon Govich there. It's whatever. It's a top three center, and it is what it is.
Okay. Nazem Kadri is not finishing this next season in Calgary, correct?
Well, I didn't think he was going to finish this offseason.
Well, the summer's only half over, despite what Beck Malenstein and his wife believe. So,
yeah, summer is almost over. I would be on board to say that by the trade deadline, Nazem Kadri will be moved.
He's going to end up back in Toronto, right?
He does have a no-trade clause, a no-movement clause that would complicate a move. And again, the Calgary Flames are going to be put in a situation where they're going to have to take 50 cents on the dollar on the value of Nazem Kadri. So you got to be careful where you go. But I think there is going to be a team out east, and I'm saying out east because
you would still want him here, right?
I would still want him here. I would still want him here. And look, the Sabres have still some cap space, more than many teams in the National Hockey League. They do have to sign Peyton Krebs. And who knows? Maybe they find themselves really jumping out of the gates quickly this year, that by the time we get to the trade deadline, they're looking at a Nazem Kadri and saying, we want to add him. And Kadri looking at the Sabres saying, you know what? Look at where they are now. So I think that's why this season's so important for Buffalo. But a guy like Kadri is going to be wanted everywhere in the National Hockey League. So no, he's not finishing this season with the Calgary Flames.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What would Calgary have to give up with Huberdeau for someone to take him and his contract?
Oh, I would have
because
to
remember down. they lost out in the Monahan deal by trying to get out from underneath money, right?
Yeah,
and like I'm just wondering, is it even possible? Because we just said in the last segment, GM's doing other GM's favors.
They do that.
What? Like, would you have to give up 2 first-rounders with Huberdeau for somebody to take
the contract? I think you're talking a first-rounder and a prospect.
Like, you can't do that when you're Calgary, right?
Well, no, because you need your prospect pool. You need your rebuild. You need your first-rounder. But, you know, Jonathan Huberdeau still has some pretty significant, years. He's in year two of his $10.5 million contract. So he had signed an 8-year deal, so he's got 7 years. It's not like you can do what the Sabres did with Jeff Skinner and say, hey, we're going to buy out the last 3 years and we're going to wash our hands from it. I'm sure the Sabres look to trade, look to maybe facilitate something. It didn't happen. You buy him out, you move on. Boom, that's over. In year two of an 8-year deal, you can't do that. That's $10.5 million. That's too much. So you'd have to give up a first rounder and a top end prospect. Which, again, can Jonathan Huberdeau give you $6 million worth of play? Can he give you $7 million worth of play? Not 10 and a half. Can he give you like where you're not losing the majority of the money? You're just losing, you know, a three. It's like burying a player in the minors. Like the Florida Panthers had $3+ million in buried cap money with Spencer Knight last year, right? But you're like, okay, we're going to manage our cap in that way. The Calgary Flames can say, yeah, we're overpaying Jonathan Huberdeau right now, but he's given us $7 million worth of value right now, which maybe is 65 to 70 points. Maybe he doesn't get 100 points. That's fine, but he's got to give him something in return. They can't move him. It's impossible to move him.
If they retain half, can they move him?
Half for 7 years? Well, 6 years after this year? That's $5 million on the cap that you don't have with the cap going up. I think it would be better for the Calgary Flames to manage Jonathan Huberdeau and try to get some value out of it now. I think if you're going to retain and if you're going to look to buy out, you still have a couple of years before you get to that point. Retaining on 4 years left, that's okay. Buying out with 4 years left when you're in desperate mode, maybe you do that. but you're not doing it in year two and three.
Today is July 25th. We have an open house coming up this Saturday at the arena. Check out available full, half, and quarter season seat locations. You can learn more about member benefits and exclusive perks. Check out unique merchandise as well. Not sure if there's any Baron skates, tape, or sticks left over, but we have game-used equipment for purchase while supplies last. Sabres.com/openhouse. We'll wrap up, as we always do, Sabres Live after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.